Well, China never officially confirmed any end to the military drills, but it does seem to have wound down its exercises encircling Taiwan, although state media did report that the military would now be conducting regular drills on the Taiwan side of the median line, and also said that the historic task of reunification could now be realized. And the demonstration of military muscle seems to have been expanded to other parts within the region. China has begun live firing drills in the Yellow Sea, which will last for 10 days in waters between China and South Korea. It's also set to begin live drills in the Bohai Sea, which will last for an entire month near U.S. military bases in Japan, seen as critical to defending Taiwan in the event of an attack by China. Separately, efforts to frame the events of recent days according to China's perspective continue. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Hua Chunying posted a tweet saying that China will never forget its national shame and never allow bandits to bully and plunder China again. That was a reference to China's 100 years of humiliation and portrays China as a victim, even as regional neighbors in particular have expressed serious concern about China's military actions and assertiveness.